Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Despicable Me 2, the big winner at the box office over the extended holiday weekend, $142.1 million. But the loser of the week, The Lone Ranger. The movie reportedly cost almost $300 million to make and has taken in under $50 million since opening on Wednesday.
Number four.
50 Cent got into an ugly texting fight with his teenage son that has been made public by Radar Online. 50 went to pick up his 16-year-old son, Marquise, for visitation, but Marquise apparently didn't want to see his dad and tried to pretend he wasn't home. But 50 saw him peeking through the blinds, and things turned ugly fast. He cursed Marquise out by text message and demanded he take a paternity test before saying he was finished with him for good and to delete his number.
Number three.
Even though it was her second wedding, it was his first, so Avril Lavigne went all out. She and Chad Kroeger flew their loved ones from Canada to the French Riviera, where they celebrated for 3 days before their July 1st ceremony at the Chateau de la Napoule. The couple went with a goth theme, complete with Avril wearing a black Monique Lhuillier gown and carrying a black bouquet.
Number two.
Kris Jenner reportedly negotiating a deal for the first photos of her grandbaby, Northwest, and reportedly the highest offer so far is for $4 million. Now, Kim Kardashian and the baby have been hiding out at Kris's home since leaving the hospital, but they did manage to sneak out of the house without paparazzi catching a picture to get over to Bruce Jenner's Malibu home for a 4th of July party.
Number one.
John Mayer kicked off his Born and Raised tour in Milwaukee Saturday night with his girlfriend Katy Perry watching from the mixing board. He gushed about Katy to the crowd, saying she was patient and kind enough to get to know him and love him while he was recovering from vocal cord surgery. And he dedicated his last song of the night, A Face to Call Home, to Katy, who is my face to call home. Aw. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.